how do you forgive someone that has hurt you so bad? You don't. You don't have to. And I know that it does take strength to forgive. And Dr. Wayne Dyer, I love his teachings. He says that you don't get killed by a snake bite. You get killed by the venom that stays in your body. So the venom is resentment, trauma, pain, anger, frustration.
I believe that every person has the power to transform their life. Today, I will unlock that power in you. I'm Luke, and you're listening to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's time for you to heal and to find inner peace. Are you ready? Just send me a DM that says, "I want inner peace," to get started. Until then, enjoy this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have made it. Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive, and it's amazing to be with you again for another opportunity for us to become a little bit more self-aware. And that's really the key to my success and my transformation as well, is just becoming aware of my thoughts, becoming aware of what I'm tolerating, becoming aware of like what I'm surrounding myself with. You know, these are the secrets of the success that you haven't achieved yet. And my hope and intention for this podcast episode is for you to really, really become super self-aware of what it is that you're tolerating in your life, or what it is that's in your life that is causing you to live on that lower vibration that doesn't empower you or lift you up or make you feel worthy or make you feel good enough or make you feel like you can actually go out there and achieve your dreams. Because once upon a time, you know, I had a lot of doubts, fears, insecurities, and you know what? They're still kind of there, but I don't let them to weigh over me so much. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still reprogramming my mind. I'm still getting comfortable. I definitely am a lot more comfortable with my body and what I see in the mirror than what I used to be. So, you know, I might touch on that a little bit, but just for the purpose of this podcast episode, before we start, I just want you to write something on a piece of paper, or if you're watching live, write this down. Simple words. I am enough. Just take the time. Like, I know, even if you feel enough, just write it again. You know, repetition is the mother of skill. Write it again. And in fact, I'm going to write it as well. You know, so I'm going to do this with you. I am enough. There's something powerful that happens when you take the thoughts out of your mind, or the, you know, this intention of like, hey, taking action, get a pen, piece of paper, and write it down. And that's one of the major keys to anything that you want to achieve, is taking it outside of yourself, you know, and bringing it into reality, you know. So even if you don't feel like you're enough right now, that's okay. Because that's why you're listening to the podcast. That's why you're here on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. That's why you're here, to actually help you become aware of these specific areas of your life where you're being limited, blocked, or what's really, really slowing you down. And a lot of the things that are really slowing us down is the past. You know, many of us live either in the future or in the past. And the truth is that the future, and just wait, this is going to trip you out, okay? Come back to the present moment, you know, come back to the present moment. And I'm just here to remind you, this is just, it's not to say that anyone is wrong, okay? But it's just to remind you that our minds are so powerful. We don't have a present moment. There is no present moment. What's really happening right now is a complete transition between the past and the future. Time is not standing still. It's a continuation. This is your life. It's constantly moving forward, coming from the past to the future at the same time. There's no, oh, present moment, pause, stop time. Nothing's moving forward. No, there's nothing happening right now. I'm in the present moment. I'm not going into the future. Yes, you are. Time doesn't stop. It keeps going, you know? But the purpose of why we say, you know, come back to the present moment, is because our minds are just so hyperactive, you know? We've all got bloody ADHD. And don't let me label you, okay? Because we all have this problem. I know that we have. I have it sometimes too. social media, on our phones, scrolling. Some of us can't even stick to one freaking reel or video for 2 seconds. We're like off to the next one, off to the next one, you know, unless you find something really interesting. You're like, oh, I want to watch this one. So coming back to the now, that's what I'm trying to help you become aware of, you know, because the ego is either in the future or in the past. Now, why is this relevant to us? Because even though you may be here, you may not be here. See, many of us are living our life unconsciously because we've been through so much. We're heavily programmed and conditioned mentally, subconsciously, because of all of the experiences of our life. And so many of us are actually not conscious. We're not here. We're either what's going to happen in fucking 2 weeks' time or in the 6 months' time, or how's this all going to work out, or what happened in the past that has really, really traumatized us or has hurt us so much that we still get triggered by the past and we still live in the past and we have a lot of regrets. We have a lot of fear because of the past that we haven't overcome, we haven't processed, hence why we're still stuck in the same place. And that's one of the reasons why we don't move forward, is because we are replaying all of the thoughts and the memories and the circumstances of what it was that we went through. And so what we're really doing is we're continuously recycling these thoughts, which is creating the same reality that we're living in right now, which is why we're not moving forward. You know, and I really love this part of personal development. I believe that everybody should be investing in their personal development. Everybody should be understanding the appreciation of personal growth, that life is a journey, and to really ask yourself the question, am I growing or am I just doing shit over and over and over again? I'm not becoming a better version of myself. Nothing's changing in my life. I'm not feeling more confident. I'm not feeling more fulfilled. I'm just doing the same shit and getting the same results, and I'm waiting for life to pass so I can die. You know, you really want to pay attention to that. And this is part of self-awareness, because again, when you step into a journey of personal development, personal transformation, self-awareness, becoming more conscious of living in the now more than, you know, living in the future of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen, or living in the past, like, oh my God, like I've been through so much fucking shit that I can't get over it because it's hurting me and I've never talked about it and it was so painful and now I'm addicted to whatever you're addicted to, escaping life constantly because of the pain of being subjected to such experiences that were adverse or uncomfortable or hurtful. And so, you know, my main purpose, as I've been sharing this a lot and I've been learning as well about your story, you know, and about really owning your story, not being a victim of it, not letting your story own you. I was listening to a podcast that was talking about forgiveness, and this psychologist said that, you know, how do you forgive someone that has hurt you so bad? You don't have to. And I know that it does take strength to forgive. And Dr. Wayne Dyer, I love his teachings. He says that, you know, you don't get killed by a snake bite and then the snake goes away, but it bit you. You don't get killed by a snake bite. You get killed by the venom that stays in your body. So the venom is resentment, trauma, pain, anger, frustration, which when we think about that, that's a negative vibration. It's negative. But at the same time, when you are hurt, as let's use me for example, you know, rejection in relationships by the girls that I loved or I wanted to be with, that fucking broke my heart. That hurt really bad. Being called names, you know, being called lanky, too skinny, eat some more food, you got to put some weight on, you're too skinny, your chicken legs, horse legs, like all these names that I was labeled with from friends, right? by people, being bullied, smacked over the head. So these experiences then create an internal trauma or pain or insecurity or fear, that hurts. It's internal, right? So what do you do here? Do you forgive them so that you can release that? It's not about them, it's about you. You know, we really want to understand, where can we find more peace? Do we find peace? Like, for example, 2012, for 6.5 years, I held a lot of resentment. I even acted differently in spite of my ex-fiance's actions, of her saying, I don't want to be with you, Luke. I don't want to marry you. I don't want to be with you forever. Like, her rejection to me or her actions and what she was doing for her then made me feel really bad. I was angry, frustrated. I held a lot of resentment for 6.5 years. So then with that resentment, what did I do? Straight away, I said, universe, give me another girlfriend. I want another girlfriend. Fuck this. I'm not waiting for her. I waited fucking 8 months for her. And she said no. So fucking give me I want a new girlfriend. So like, I went into this mode, like this vicious new mindset of, like, you know, of being angry and making new decisions because of the way she treated me. And so she would send me emails sometimes and say, how are you? Tell me about your life. And I'd be like, go fuck yourself. I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to hear from you. I'm not interested in fucking your emails and shit. That's how I was, you know, that's how I was acting. And it took me 6.5 years actually to reach out to her and I actually had a conversation with her. And I realized from that, from those experiences, how it affected my evolution, who I became because of that pain. Who have you become because of the pain? Have you allowed the pain to destroy you and to you know, put you down into the ground and put your face in the dirt and to screw your whole life up? Or have you decided to use the pain as inspiration, as resilience, a reflection of resiliency for you to overcome, for you to take action on yourself, to process that pain, and then to use that as a reflection of power that may have been something that was so traumatizing for you and so hurtful, but you still kept persevering. You still kept pushing. You still kept rising up. You still kept standing up. So that's powerful, yes. And so what I used from all those experiences that I went through is that's my pain, which I've turned into my power, which I've used as the inspiration to say, you know, fuck you. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to slow down. I'm not going to bend over. I'm not going to, you know, fall on the floor. I'm not going to go in the corner. I'm like, nobody puts baby in the corner. Dirty Dancing. Shannon will love that one. One of my clients, she says, nobody puts baby in the corner, right? But shrinking ourselves because of those experiences, you know, instead we're rising up saying, no, I'm not a definition of what happened. You know, a lot of those experiences were not our fault. I will protect my space. I'll protect my peace. I'll be the one that backs up my inner child, the younger version of me that was fucking scared. You know, I've got his hand now. I'm controlling that shit. No one else. No one else gets to define me. That's why I'm so protective over my peace. Right. And then I say, your peace is your power. When you have peace in your life, protect the shit out of it. And then you understand how powerful you are, because when you grow and you develop yourself and you process your past and you overcome that, you have inner peace, you're content and strong within yourself, then you realize that your peace is very expensive and you don't want shit to come into your life and disturb your peace. That's why when people come into my life and they disturb my peace, I get them the fuck out straight away. Because I understand what it feels like to overthink. I understand all these experiences that have caused me to feel like in a shit state. And when you're in a shit state, right, a fearful state, not a happy state, not an inspirational state, you don't want to grow. You don't want to be the best version of yourself. You don't want to live your dreams. So what do? You keep that shit in your life? No, you don't. You fuck it off. It doesn't matter who it is. They disturb your peace. They can spierdale. That means fuck off in Polish. So this is the thing, you know what I mean? Like, you got to become aware of that. So as you can see, like, I'm getting fucking fired up and shit. Why? Because for so many years, I was quiet, you know? I never stood up for myself. I allowed all the fears and the insecurities and the way my mind was programmed because of other people's opinions of me to control the way I showed up, you know? So I do use that anger as motivation, or frustration as motivation. Now, I had a conversation with, you know, my ex-fiance, and I forgave her. I found a place in my heart where I was able to see that she did what was right for her at the time. And I was actually proud of her, and I was inspired by her ability to do what was right for her at that time. Now, I held on to that resentment for 6.5 years, but now I was able to forgive her. I was able to find peace there, and I was able to move forward. So I didn't have to carry that venom with me, this anger of like, fuck you. No, it's not about that. It's about my future and where I want to go. I don't need to hold on to some sort of anger or negative energy because of somebody's lack of love, appreciation, or just because somebody else wanted to do what was right for them at the time that I couldn't comprehend. Because that's all it was. If I was in her shoes, I would be able to sit in her shoes and go, I understand now why she's making this decision. She's scared. She's done this. She's got this happening in her life. Now I understand why she's doing this, you know? So I believe that in spite of anybody doing whatever they're doing in their life that could be subjecting you to some sort of pain, abuse, trauma, whatever, there's always the other side of the story that we don't have. And that doesn't mean that it's okay for someone to abuse someone else. No, it doesn't. That doesn't make it right. But as you may have heard, once upon a time, a baby wasn't born racist. Because of our childhood, because of our circumstances, because of conditioning, because of how we were parented, some way, somehow, we have all been traumatized. We've all been fucked up somehow. Some of us more than others. And then some of us have been so fucked up that we've gone and we've wanted to hurt other people because that's all we know. But again, the amount of pain, the amount of like emotional stress and you know, it can cause even your whole body to not be able to, you know, regulate itself because of the amount of trauma that somebody could have or has subjected you to. And how can you find it in your heart to forgive someone like that? And that's where the psychologist saying you don't forgive them, I get it, because it's up to the person, the individual, to go, does that bring me peace? Does it bring you peace that you don't forgive someone, that you can't find it as to the reason why they did what they did or whatever that is. And again, it's a personal thing. There's no judgment here on the Luke Mindpower podcast. I'm not here to tell you that you need to live your life this way. You need to figure that for yourself. What does bring you peace? Forgiving or not forgiving? Up to you. For me, the more that you persevere, the more that you live life, your wisdom expands. Just because you've lived life and you've gotten to where you've gotten to now doesn't mean it's too late to live your dreams and overcome your fears and overcome your pain. You can restart and press that button today. You can turn the page and start a new chapter today, because now you're starting from experience. You're not starting again. You have so much wisdom behind you that it's phenomenal. You have so much power, resiliency behind you that it's there to be your booster. It's there to actually be your fuel, to actually get you to go in the right direction, as long as you steer the ship correctly and you become self-aware and you become conscious and you stop living in the past and living in fear and you start working on yourself, letting go of the things that don't serve you, letting go of the relationships that don't empower you or inspire you or lift you up, becoming very aware of your energy, you know, becoming aware that you are valuable, becoming aware that when you really, really respect your energy, you understand that your energy is currency. It's like money. You know, you don't just pour it out there and fucking just throw it away. But many of us are, because we're insecure. We're fucking people pleasers and we want to get validation and approval from others, you know, because that's going to make us feel like we're enough. So we just give, give, give. And then we're fucking dry and empty. And then we have panic attacks and shit and we don't know why. Because we're drained, fucking burnt out, constantly yearning for the love and attention that we didn't fucking get when we were children. And this is why I'm here. This is why it's so important to pay attention to that, because the more that you pay attention to making the right decisions for you and surrounding yourself with healthy, good vibrational energy that people are expelling from themselves because they're connected to the energy that you are. And then if they're good for you, what's going to happen? There's going to be a beautiful reciprocation of the law of reciprocation. I give, I pour, I get poured back into. I give, I get poured back into. That's why I'm so powerful, because the people I surround myself with always fucking pour back into me. I'm not just constantly giving and giving and giving and giving, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking lost myself. You know, I've lost myself because everyone's zapped. I'm zapped. I'm fucking energy vampires everywhere. Everyone's saying, and the thing is, I used to do that, guys. You know, I used to give so much, but I never understood this concept, you know, the law of reciprocation. When you, and that's why you got to find the balance, man, in your relationships, whether it's friends, your partner, your family. These relationships are what make you or break you. You know, and some of us are in these trauma bonds and these relationships that you're not even aware of why you're sticking around, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's shit, even though you're getting treated like shit. You don't even realize that you can leave, or that you don't even know why you can't leave and why you can't see that somebody is disrespecting you or treating you or manipulating you like shit, you know? And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for you to actually go through that process and the vicious, repetitive, toxic, destructive, habitual behaviors that we have to continue to go through and live through and be in until you get hurt enough and you get a snap or a catalyst moment, you know, that maybe you're listening to this podcast or maybe a friend sent you this podcast and you're like, listen to this, it's going to wake you up. You know, because many of us are asleep and we're living in our pain. We're living in what we didn't receive when we were younger, which we're getting a little bit of, but it's still unhealthy. You know, and so your self-awareness, your emotions, like your feelings, your confidence in yourself, what you're tolerating, you know, there's a lot here and it is uncomfortable and it is confusing, can be confusing as well, you know. But I think about my journey, I'm like, you know, it took me a long time. Took me a long time. 33 was when I decided that it was time for change. So don't beat yourself up if, for example, you've been in a relationship that's unhealthy and you've been there for 10 years. Because this is where everything changes. And, you know, it is my hope that this podcast, whether it's this episode or it's another episode, that you're tuning in and you're listening, and you do have a light bulb moment. You do, this becomes your catalyst for change. This becomes you becoming really, really self-aware of like what it is that I'm tolerating in my life, what it is that's happening in my life that's not good for me, not healthy for me. What are my behaviors? You know, are my behaviors or my actions of what it is that I'm focusing on reaping rewards? Am I reaping rewards? Am I reaping something in return because of the energy that I'm giving towards the actions that I'm taking? Where am I giving my energy? What am I focusing on? Everything you focus on expands. If you're not moving forward in your life and you're staying in the same spot, well, then you have to have a look at where your energy is going and whether or not you're doing anything because of needing to feel enough. Needing to be validated, needing approval, outside approval. Because the only person that you need to approve you is yourself. But it's a feeling, it's an internal structure from how you've evolved to how you feel right now and what you've been through that makes you feel the way you do. It's very important for you to pay attention to that, because you'll continue to be lost in the crowd, not in yourself. Which for many people can listen to this and go, but that's being selfish and that's being self-righteous. So that's, you know, you just think about yourself. It's like, yeah, but everything starts from you. It all starts here. Your reality is a reflection of what it is that you've poured and invested into yourself. You are the biggest and most greatest investment that you could ever work on. And you are the greatest project that you can ever work on. And there's a lot of magic in us, but we haven't taken the time. As I was sharing it, I thought this was a great analogy on my podcast. Not on my podcast, on my coaching. I was doing my group coaching and I was sharing an analogy of a smartphone with apps. The truth is, many of us are not even using all of the features on these smartphones. we're basically like for me, for example, I use WhatsApp, Telegram, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You know, that's like pretty much some delivery apps, right? That's the features that I use, the camera, the video. But I know hands down 50,000% that there are other features on these smartphones that I'm using that are absolutely incredible and that could actually probably help me in some way, shape, or form throughout my day. Much like your greatness that you have, your magic that you have within yourself that you haven't taken the time to discover. You haven't taken enough time to spend with yourself, to discover yourself, to research yourself, to understand yourself, to unlearn some of these beliefs and stories that you've been telling yourself for many, many years as to why you can't live your best life. And so there's a lot of different apps and different types of tools that you're not knowing about because you haven't spent enough time with yourself, just like the smartphone. I know there's stuff that I could use on my smartphone that I don't even know about because I haven't looked into it. I'm just using the basic stuff, just like how we are. We are using the basic stuff of what we know because we don't know any different because we've never taken the time to go deeper within ourselves to understand ourselves and figure out what it is that we have within ourselves. I believe everybody has something special. You have some greatness in you that you haven't figured out yet. And if you keep listening to this podcast, that's all I'm going to keep doing is giving you more tips and tricks and secrets of my own journey on how I moved forward and how I've continued to battle with my own mind, because there's a lot of negativity, a lot of fears, a lot of insecurities, a lot of stories in my own head that have helped stopped me. Even the way that I talk before I start a podcast, there might be some self-doubt or conversation, even my overthinking because of, you know, previous relationships that I was in or whatever. You know, and I would just make myself, I would dumb myself down and I wouldn't take action. I wouldn't believe in myself. So I would shut up, I'd be quiet and I'd just cop it. That's how it is, you know. And so there is some power in action. There's so much power in your ability to become aware of your thoughts, the conversation there, which is not really the truth, you know, false evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. You know, it's just a made-up story about a future event that hasn't happened yet. And we listen to that, hence we don't take any action. And that's why you got to listen to positive information. You got to listen to podcasts. You got to listen to, you know, you got to surround yourself with the right people that are going to inspire you and uplift you and give you that extra push, you know, so that you do take action. You know, when we copy each other, guys. Like when we see people taking action, you know, living their dreams, overcoming their fears, getting up in front of people and speaking and stuff, it gives us hope. It gives us hope and it's like it triggers something and it's like, oh my gosh, if they can do that, maybe I can do it, you know? And this is the beautiful thing. And like even Danilo, my best friend, is a great example of that. Like when I started my journey, he was still a chauffeur driver. I was starting this process of becoming more confident and changing my life and changing my friends and my environment and stop using cocaine and move to another country. And he was just a chauffeur driver. He was just listening to me. I would call him all the time and I'd tell him about what I'm doing, what I'm working on. And he just listened. He didn't know what he was going to do, but I knew he always had a gift for music. He loved DJing. And so as my journey progressed, he was inspired by that shit. And then he started doing DJing on TikTok. And now look at him. He's fucking traveling the world. He's doing massive gigs for fucking, you know, really successful people. And he's traveling around the world and he's doing what he loves. He gets paid for it, you know. So, like, that's the power of proximity. That's the power of who you surround yourself with, you know. And he's had my back as much as I've had his back. That's just an easy example for anyone to appreciate the power of your proximity. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you becoming because of the relationships that you're holding on to? You know, and let me tell you guys, sometimes you got to hold on to relationships that are shit for you for a certain amount of time before you can actually release yourself because of your circumstance. It may be a job, it may be whatever other situation you may be with that, you know, you can't just leave. I get that. So don't sit there and go, yeah, but look, I've got this and I've got that. I know. But make a fucking plan, have a goal, have a vision, prepare yourself for the next fucking level. Stop allowing yourself to sit there and go, I can't change because of this right? That's the victim fucking mindset. You're not a victim. Don't play fucking bullshit, okay? You can make changes, okay? You can change your fucking life by making the right choices for yourself, okay? It's not luck. You create your own luck. Don't expect some fucking magician to come out of the sky and go, oh, here, I'm going to grant you your wish. This is what you want, so here it is, you know? It's you actually being fucking conscious and going, okay, I'm going to create a plan. I've got a vision. I've got a goal. I've got something I want to become. I've got somewhere I want to be in 12 months' time. How am I going to get there? You got to take action, man. You got to start planting that positive information into your mind. You got to start thinking differently. If you don't start thinking differently, you're going to be in your own fucking way. Like many people, because we're so much fear and doubt and shit way of feeling, we have a shit state. Shit is the key word for this podcast. Shit state, like it's a low state. It's a crappy state. I don't feel good. And when you don't feel that way, you're not inspired to change. You're not inspired to believe that anything else is possible other than what you have in your life right now. You know? And so that's why I'm very careful, again, who I surround myself with, because my energy is my currency. It's expensive. How I feel is how I show up. If I felt like shit, I wouldn't be doing this podcast and feeling amazing the way I feel, excited, energetic, motivational, showing up, you know, speaking the way I speak. I wouldn't even be doing this fucking podcast because I felt like shit, you know? So change your state. But you can't change your state if you're around shit people, if you're around shit environments, if you're around stuff that doesn't inspire you, empower you, and complement your life. So make sure the people that you surround yourself with, they complement your life. They add value to your life. When you give, they pour back into you. You know, make sure that your cup is full and it's overflowing. Otherwise, you will continue to be in this state of perpetual suffering. It's up to you. You know, be like so many people out there. I am my own worst enemy, talking shit about themselves all the time. I am my own worst enemy. Well, fucking keep saying that, because whatever you say is what you program your mind with. And what your mind believes is what you fucking manifest in your life. That's what you become. That's what you attract, because you're fucking believing it. I am my own worst enemy. Fuck off, man. You can start to keep saying that shit, and then all that's going to happen is you're going to keep being that. Oh, I don't feel like I'm amazing. Well, it's not going to fucking happen if you keep saying I'm a piece of shit, which is not even the truth anyway, because it's just the experiences of the past or the people that couldn't love you and respect you and appreciate you who called you a piece of shit. And so over time, you then took all that crap. It's now in your mind, and that's what you think you are. Change your words, you'll change your fucking life. And yes, some of you guys are saying, you know, you swear too much and all that kind of stuff, but this is how I communicate, and this is how I express. And it's for me to get the message across. And if I'm going to trigger you, that's very, very good. Don't run away from your triggers. You can run, but you can't hide. Okay? Feel the emotion. Feel the past. It's in your body. Your body is reacting to your nervous system. Your body is reacting to your PTSD. Your body is reacting to the thoughts, the memories of the past, of the pain. And we keep running. We will never be free. Hence why I say, own your story. Don't let your story own you. Don't be a victim of it. Yes, it was hard, and it's not going to be easy to get through it, but the only way out is through. And I believe in you, and I believe that you can heal. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. I love you. Never give up. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace out. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you're ready to grow and reach your full potential and find inner peace, send me a DM that says, I want inner peace, and I'll send you the next steps. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. When you change your mind, you change your whole life. So don't hesitate and send that DM over to me. Myself and my team can't wait to meet you and witness your transformation in full glory. See you next week.